Welcome to 18 Jewish Foods, Culture and History, in kosher bite-sized portions. This podcast tells the stories of iconic Jewish dishes, shedding light on the people who eat them. Here's your host, Joel Haber.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of 18 Jewish Foods. I am really excited that you're here. Let me give you a little overview of what's to come over the next number of episodes. So I am Joel Haber, and I've been researching Jewish food for well over a decade now. But actually, it's really been a lifelong endeavor. I come from an observant Jewish home, and my mom's kitchen, which was very good, my mom's good cook, was what I would call traditional, at least when it came to holiday foods. She was an adventurous cook, but when it came to holidays, she was very beholden to tradition. I really loved her foods, maybe not all of them. Of course, there are some foods that I don't like. I don't like every single food that's traditional. But in general, she was a great cook. And if I ever asked her, how come the menu for Pesach this year is the same as it always is, she would just say, because that's what my mother made. Now, I might not stick to traditions in my own cooking to the same degree. I respect them. I do try to make a number of traditional foods, but I'm a little bit more adventurous, but I still have a tremendous respect for tradition. Also, the more that I research Jewish food, I try to incorporate traditions from the broader Jewish community, from the wide Jewish world around us. And I'm really launching this podcast to share some of what I've come across about many of these different Jewish foods. To me, food is a window onto culture. People say that food expresses culture. And if that's so, I believe you should be able to look at the food and use it as kind of a big mirror to see the culture reflected back. So it's an entry point into understanding the culture of the people that eat those foods. So in this podcast, beyond just looking at the foods themselves and discussing their history, I'm going to be exploring what these foods say about the Jewish people. Why are these Jewish foods? Some of the things that you'll be hearing about over the many episodes to come are the diversity of the Jewish people via its foods, what makes American Jewish food different than general Ashkenazic food, what are foods that express Jewish values, such as not wasting what God has given us. We'll be talking about four different foods, all of which have the word Jerusalem in their names, and the significance of each of those. We'll explore some genuinely Jewish alcoholic beverages. I'm not sure if you even knew that there were any. We'll be discussing those. And also, we'll be talking about what food or foods I consider to be the most Jewish foods of all. Since this is my first podcast, it will be fairly compact and condensed. I hope that it will lead to bigger things in the future, an open-ended podcast, but this is going to be closed-ended. 20 episodes, start to finish the whole series, about 15 minutes each episode. There will be this episode right now, one for each of the 18 foods, and then a short wrap-up at the end. New episodes will be coming out every 2 weeks. Some of those episodes will be connected with the calendar, the Jewish calendar. Others, not so much. Each of those 18 food episodes will also include an interview with somebody who is connected in some way with these foods on a contemporary basis. Some of them are cookbook authors. Some of them are chefs. Some of them are scholars, and others are food industry professionals. I think that you'll get a really interesting and diverse array of voices that are connected with these foods, showing how these Jewish foods are still alive today. They're not just something stuck in the past. Among the people I'll be speaking with are Adina Sussman, Ruti Russo, Jeffrey Yaskowitz, Ted Merwin, Chani Apfelbaum, Jennifer Abadi, Joe Corson, Helene Jawara Pinier, Tanaz Sassouni, Susan Weingarten, and more. So now let's discuss the title of this podcast. Why 18, and what do I mean by Jewish food? So first of all, it's not literally 18 foods, but rather 18 classes of foods. I'm going to be looking at individual food in each episode that kind of highlights that class. Some of those stand alone, but others will exemplify a number of other foods. I've selected the title foods both for their cultural diversity within the Jewish people, and also because each episode will be highlighting something different about Jewish culture. It could have been more or fewer than 18 episodes or 18 foods, but 18 is an important number in Judaism. It's a significant symbolic number. 18 is the numerical equivalent of the Hebrew word chai, which means life. It is a very popular number if you've ever received bar mitzvah or bat mitzvah gifts or wedding gifts, or you've seen people making charitable donations. Often Jews do it in multiples of 18, 18, 36, 72, 1800, 720, whatever. So I figured that that was an appropriate number because food is, of course, life. And so 18 Jewish foods, that's what gives us life. But more importantly, what do I mean by Jewish food? Some people will say, oh, there's no such thing. Jews have just eaten whatever the people around them ate wherever they've gone. And if you look on YouTube, you can see a video I did where it was basically a TED-style talk, 18 minutes, in which I basically said that that's a ridiculous statement. Nobody makes that claim about any other food, only ours. And so, to me, that's a non-starter. Of course, there are Jewish foods. But to get a little bit deeper on it, when people say, oh, you know, Jews ate whatever other people ate, or they've taken food from other people or things like that, I need to point out that food history is a continuum. Basically, every dish in the world today is based on something that came before it. Always, people are looking at other dishes. Maybe they're taking the ingredients and modifying them. Maybe they're taking the technique and applying it to something else. Every food is based on something before it. Everybody that cooks and eats is eating something that, or cooking something that does not originate in their culture. So I generally take a broad view of what Jewish food is when I am writing and exploring. However, in this podcast, I'm going to be fairly strict about what makes a Jewish food. And so each of the main dishes in the episodes will meet one of the following three criteria. One are foods that are uniquely Jewish, that we are pretty much the only ones who eat them and or that we invented them. And yes, there are a number of such foods, as you will see. The second and perhaps most interesting category are foods that we may have in common with non-Jews around us, but that our version is different. Often we will alter a food for the laws of kosher, what we call kashrut in Hebrew. Sometimes it's just for our tastes, that we have certain tendencies towards certain tastes that we like, and sometimes we'll alter a food for that. So when our version is different than a non-Jewish version, that makes the Jewish version into a Jewish food. And lastly, and I admit that this is a somewhat loose description or category, but I use it sparingly. Any food that is very strongly associated with Jews by the world around us. I should say that you may have already heard me use the terms our or us or we in relation to Jews and Jewish food. In case it's unclear, I'm Jewish. And it's sometimes just easiest for me to use those terms, but I want to make clear that this podcast is for anybody who wants to listen. It is not just for Jews. Just because I say our food, it doesn't mean if it's not your food that therefore you shouldn't be listening, okay? Everybody's welcome, and it's just a way of shorthand for talking about Jews. And that's pretty much it. So I really hope that you'll come back and enjoy the future episodes. The next two are, to me, each arguably the most Jewish food out there, and that's why I put them up front as the first two episodes. We're going to start with matzah, also appropriate for the upcoming holiday of Passover, and my guest will be Jennifer Abadi, a wonderful Syrian Jewish American cookbook author. Before I sign off, I do owe thanks to Marcy Height for the excellent voiceover in my podcast intro. Thank you. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed. Got any questions or comments? Please feel free to email me at jewishfoodbook@gmail.com. Please listen, like, and follow wherever you get your podcasts, and I would truly appreciate it if you'd share this with other Jewish food lovers. The theme music you hear is A Deer Who Revisited by Rebbe Soul. Check him out wherever you stream music. And as always, until next time, I wish you B'tei Avon.